Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Burr Show. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Back from last week. What's up, man?
Working hard or hardly working, Kevin?
Shut up. We missed you last week, man.
Yeah, no, I missed you guys too. That sucked.
What were you up to?
Fuck. I was shooting for a class.
Yeah, you had project.
I mean, could get out of it.
Our wires got crossed a little bit on that.
It's definitely. It was cool you had Sajak in the cover. That was smart.
It was quick cool. Having a guest in is always fun, but having someone switched, like having someone in as a guest co-host is rough. It is. It was weird for me. I don't know.
It was a different dynamic.
It was. I need you, bro.
I think it came off okay.
Did you listen?
I didn't.
Anyway, I'm joined also with Andrew Agron.
How are you doing this afternoon, Ray Romano?
Hey, I kind of like that.
Not
one,
bad.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Hey.
Our producer, Ryan Scharfenberg, here.
Hey, guys.
You can't lean forward at all.
Dude, my back is killing me.
Crippling back pain.
I'm curious about why your back is hurting. What happened to exacerbate?
Yeah, that's
this?
A good question.
If you could tell me, that would be great because I have no idea. I really have no idea, dude.
So you just woke up this morning like, God damn, my back hurts.
It started on Saturday.
So what's your excuse for the other 20 episodes?
Oh!
I like that. Good.
Thank you. Now, you know what? Now that we're on, I had this on my list, but, you know, if anyone who listened last week, you may have noticed. Actually, no, nobody would have noticed. It was only after the show that you took a little bit of umbrage with Andrew.
Did I?
Oh, yeah, you did. You were a little hot.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it certainly crossed the line from a professional discourse. You told me you would like to punch me in the face.
You did. There's something.
I didn't say I'd like to. I said you need to cut that out.
Or you will punch me in the face, which is basically the same thing.
No, it's a little different.
Okay, can you clarify that
difference? Did he actually say the words he wanted to punch you in the face?
Yes, while he was saying, I'll take that shit from Kevin, but not from you.
See, I would check the tape on that, but this was totally beyond the, you know, this is pulling back the curtain.
Yeah, it was off the
this
record.
Yeah, it was off the record.
It was off the record, but
well, it's on the record
it
now.
On the record.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I want to know why you don't like me, dude. What's going on?
I'm not going to take shit from you, Andrew.
Okay.
You're just a dude.
Okay.
He's the host.
Okay.
He can give me shit. You can't.
You suck.
Thank you.
Look, I love both you guys, and, you know, I'm a unpartial arbitrator in this. But I think you both have a good point. I understand where Ryan's coming from, that I am the host, and maybe you'll accept it more if I give you shit. But where Andrew has a somewhat lower status, still.
Well, he crossed the line, Kevin.
He kind of has a place. He's kind of in a place to give you shit.
No, he crossed the line.
Well, allow me to explain myself, Ryan. I am the antagonist on the show, if you will. My presence here, my attitude,
that
creates
most
drama
is true.
That
yes,
leads to good radio.
Yes, but I'm not going to put up with name calling specifically.
What did he call you?
Yeah, I don't think I called you a name.
You did multiple times on past episodes and the last episode.
All right, talk
I have
louder.
Called you from time to time, things like dipshit, asshole.
Dipshit,
like
definitely.
Yes,
but it's not like
things,
I have been.
Those type of things cross the line.
Scoot
I've
in
hardly
scoot
been
in
exempted from things like that over the course of this
well,
show.
Well, you can scoot in. I'll make room for you. We're all one big
what'd
heavy family.
I have hardly not taken any criticism myself over the course of this show. From
yeah, but no one specifically called you a name.
I'm pretty sure every time
oh, I've,
back,
I've
great,
called
yes,
him
yes,
so
Kevin
many
is like, yeah, and this fuck.
But in Ryan's defense, I think he's saying, you know, I'm the host. That it's okay for me to do that.
It is.
Is that what you're saying? Like, I can call people names where he's not in a position to start name calling.
Me personally, I've never called you a name, so.
But you threatened to physically assault me. I'd say that's certainly worse.
Yes, but you called me the name first. You crossed the line first.
But I didn't.
I just reacted to you.
AJ presented an idea to me that I thought was really funny. I don't know that it would ever actually work, but the concept is outstanding. That you two should box each other with Hulk hands.
No, not
what?
Actually, I was kind of thinking those like, inflatable things that you put on your hands.
Sock and boppers?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not familiar with
more
that.
More fun than a pillow fight.
I'm not sure what that is exactly.
They're like these big inflatable kind of boxing glove looking things that you put in your hand and in theory then you can beat the crap out of each other and it doesn't hurt. But they're designed for kids, so I'm pretty sure both of us are physically capable of hitting hard enough to actually do much more damage than your average 7-year-old would.
Okay, yeah. I still like that, but the Hulk hands is just by concept funnier. Isn't it? Picturing these two guys with Hulk gloves, like the kids. For people who don't know what we're talking about, the audience, there are these enormous gloves that you can put on and make you feel like the Hulk. They're and they make sound effects and stuff as you punch. Like,
they're like big green fists, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So why don't we sweat all this like men? Maybe you guys do a little.
See, now I'm uncomfortable. I feel like I'm being exploited.
Time it starts getting good, every time. I mean, this is the issue, Ryan.
I don't understand.
The issue, if you will.
What's the issue, Andrew?
We're not exploiting. I don't feel
you're... Yeah, you're not being exploited at all. Now you are contributing. Well, now you are a part of the show.
We're just doing radio.
Exploiting our pain.
I walked off this fucking show before.
Yeah, what
because
pain?
I dealt with something I was uncomfortable with.
Are you talking about your back pain thing?
No.
Because this idea was definitely formed before I heard about that.
Yeah,
about the stress this man is causing me.
Stress this man is causing... It's 1 hour a week out of your life that, like, three people listen to, dude.
Yeah, I never even knew that there was any of this bitterness going on until last week.
Yeah, this goes deeper than I thought it did. My goodness.
Well, dude, you can't just call me names.
What did
nothing.
He call you?
He called me a
dipshit. No, he's right. I have called him names before.
Yeah, I know you have, but what did you call him last week? You didn't say dipshit. You said
something else. I don't remember.
It was something else.
Shit for brains.
I remember dipshit.
Shit for brains. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Shit for brains.
Ryan, you've been on here for a good amount of episodes, and you probably remember there was a time when Andrew would shy away from bits as well. He would. He wouldn't do the tasing. I called him the show coward. I was an asshole.
And I had to live with that for a while.
And
that
he had to live with it.
Cross to bear.
Yeah. But, I mean, rather to combat that, rather than taking it out on me, he decided just to step up his participation in the show, and that I appreciate. I thought that was commendable.
And he definitely has. I mean,
he really did.
He goes far above and beyond. Like, he'll drink even more fish juice than...
That is true. And AJ's a guy who doesn't even drink booze during the show. We all do.
That's true.
I don't.
You're drinking a fucking full glass of beer right now. What are you talking about?
I am right now, but in past shows I haven't.
Yeah, I never really keep track, so I'm going to take his word for it, because I don't remember him particularly drinking a lot during that. The only person who ever really drinks a lot during the show is me.
It's you.
It's only me. And I think that's how it's always been, except maybe when Kyle was on.
No, yeah, Kyle got good and fucked a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple times?
Look, we're already a little bit in. Should I, Zach... I'm asking you, should I put a pin in the AJ Ryan thing for right now and call Kyle and get his news just so we make sure we actually get it? Or do you think I should let this play out?
I think you should put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we both said our piece.
So I agree.
It remains to be seen, but I hope that this gets worse. That's all I'm saying. I hope for the sake of radio. But yeah, let's go ahead and call Kyle and see if we can squeeze his news out of him.
Yeah, what's...
People who are listening, fans, people of the past will know Kyle Singletary was a guy on our show. He was on as a guest originally, and then he was a co-host for a while, and he did all kinds of crazy shit. We love that about him. But he had some news this week that he really wanted to call in and tell everybody about.
I'd say certainly the best fourth man the show ever had.
One of Kyle's low points on the show was that he wasn't exactly great at telling stories, so I can't wait to hear what he has to say on the phone.
That's a good point. Of all Kyle's... good features, storytelling was never one of them.
Yeah, debatably it was like when he was hammered, but at the same time, like... Even when he wasn't hammered, there were times when, like...
But then again, when was Kyle ever totally sober?
I don't remember which one it is.
Yeah,
I'm going to try this one.
Kyle was never sober.
Hopefully this is the one. No, 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 no. Kyle often showed up with a strong buzz and then proceeded to get hammered on the show.
Major Aldrin.
But he did offer to tase his nuts.
He did.
If somebody will come in and tase their testes, you're good in my book.
Got the nip tased. And that's more than any of us have done.
Yeah, true. I'm still not volunteering.
No.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, it's Kevin. You're on the show.
Oh, yeah? Am I?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me step outside.
Why is that funny?
It's a horrible time because, I'm over at my parents', my girlfriend's here, my cousin's here, so I kind of got to make this quick.
That's all right, man.
But...
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to know, man?
Well, the big news is... Kyle's been dating a girl who's a dancer by trade. I gotta throw that in. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, it's all good. I mean, she's actually not doing that anymore, but...
Oh,
all
right. Yeah, well...
Yes.
But it looks like Kyle's gonna be a... Kyle, you're gonna be a new dad. Zach, I know you guessed it. I just didn't want to tell you, all right? So, yeah...
I mean, what do you want to know? Like, how I, like, what happened? Or, like, what the fuck? I don't even know, dude.
Yeah, how did this happen? I don't know why I'm even asking.
Because I fucking don't use condoms. I buzz in the badge, dude. What do you? I mean, what do you say? It's like after the fucking thousandth time of just blowing a load into a vagina. I mean, this is what I get.
No, I mean, that's kind of what I figured. I just, you know, what's next? People want to know, what's next for Kyle Singletary, man?
Oh, you know, I'm going to have the kids. I guess we'll get married or something, but we haven't even talked about that. We're just kind of going through the motions. The cool thing is that, like, I knew her before, you know, I've known her for a couple of years, but...
Right, as,
I was dating Heather, and she was dating someone else, and, we kind of mentioned it, like, hey, you know, we both, like, she has family out in California and shit. She was like, hey, you know, wherever out in California, and we're both single, you know.
But you knew this girl originally as she was dating your roommate, right?
Yes, correct.
I mean, I'm not going to name drop anybody, but that's a little bit of a sordid origin to a relationship, but, you know, who am I to judge?
Be like, dirty thing as a friend, so I was like, I'm gonna bang your ex-girlfriend.
That's kind of funny though, for loyal listeners who remember, Kyle left the show because he was moving out to California with a different chick.
Oh yeah, she was just my meal ticket.
Her name was way funnier though.
She had kids, I wanted my own, dude, so
can I, of course she has kids. Can I say her name just because it's a funny name? Yeah, Destiny. I love that.
Did you spell it with the Y or the two E's at the end?
It was the Y.
I-E. She doesn't even know yet. Like, nobody, I don't know, I haven't really told a lot of people. I found out on Saturday, but...
It's a little bit funny, though, that you left the show to move out to California with this girl named Destiny who has a couple of kids.
I mean, that's what I told everybody, so she didn't think that I was just using her to get out there. I mean,
I didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't share that with us. This
you had me fooled.
That's not breaking news for the show.
She was cool, but, I mean, I am Kyle the fuckstick douchebag Singletary. But, no, she was cool, but, I don't know, man, it just wasn't working, and I knew I could do better, so.
Oh, classic. Hey, if you were here, would you let us taste your testes?
What does that even mean?
You don't know what testes are? They're your testicles.
My own
testes? No. Tase your testes with a...
Oh, tase? Dude, when you sent me that text, it fucking auto-corrected and said, taste your testes. I was like, no, dude, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I won't lick my own nuts.
I didn't want you to taste your own balls on the air. Yeah, just, you know, I thought, you know, putting the taser...
Oh, yeah, I'd probably let you tase my nuts through jeans like you touched my nuts.
Yeah. No, that's what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting you to put your bare scrotal against the prongs of a taser. I meant through jeans, but...
I mean, if you want to do, like, a secret show, like, off schedule, because I'm not going to actually be there on a Wednesday. I think I leave on Wednesday.
But you're coming in for Cam's wedding, right?
Yeah. I get there on the 13th. I'll leave on the 18th. So, sucks to miss Jack. Is he there, by the way?
No, he's not here. He said he was going to come by, and then he was like, dude, I overslept. It's a whacker whether I'll be there. Why does he always have to say that? It's a whacker. That's like Jack's term. Yeah, either that or he says, or I'll take it down. For some reason, those are like his two favorite terms that he picked up on the road. But, no, he was here last week. He's not here this week.
He's leaving and I'm getting in, so I'm going to miss old Sagey, but, I mean, I'll still kick it with you guys for sure. I got to make my rounds, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm going stag to the wedding. I'll be free to chill as much as you want that week, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what happened with your little,
dude, I can't bring that chick to Cameron's wedding. Dude, I mean, well, first of all, she'll be out of town. Plus, second, like, the amount of shit that was talked about, like, everyone thinks that I, like, cheated on Ash or something and all this. Like, this girl brings a tremendous amount of stigma that I don't want to carry with me to Cameron's wedding.
Okay, yeah. I'm kind of almost in the same boat, dude. I might use Zach Grease as my plus one. I don't know, dude.
I thought about taking my mom.
Dude, I'll take your mom.
All right, fuck you. I think we got pretty much everything we want, but hey, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, man.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little flustered right now. But,
that's all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, it's a pretty wild wild story, but I don't know, dude. I honestly, like, for a couple weeks, I was like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on with her. And then once she told me that, it was like a fucking relief, dude. There was so much off my shoulders. I was like, dude, I just...
How the fuck is that off your shoulders?
Like, dude, I thought she wasn't it. I was like, am I fucking doing something wrong? Because, like, the first one, we've been together for, like, you know, 4 months, and the first three were hella cool, and, like, the last month, she's been acting hella weird, like, fucking all hormonal and shit, and then we find that out. And
oh,
like,
thank God, it's just that you're pregnant.
Oh, good, yeah.
I thought it was something serious.
She's just knocked up.
Like, dude, I'm sorry, I'm 27. I kind of am, like, in settled down mode. Fuck me, right?
No. I mean, you know, I'm no spring chicken, so.
Hey, you should fucking grow up, man.
Whoa!
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You should fucking impregnate some strange, dude.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get right on that, man.
Hey, dude, are you, nice teeth that makes really hot kids?
Yeah, probably. What did you call it?
Yeah, they do.
I have no idea.
What?
Nice teeth.
Oh, nice teeth. She does have nice teeth.
Yeah, she has a great smile.
Yeah.
You should fuzz all over that. Anyways, I got to,
Jesus.
I got to jet.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for giving us the exclusive.
All right, I'll see you on the, somewhere after the 13th.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, bud.
All right, later, buddy. So
there
it is, man. Kyle Singletary popping out of Kitson.
I so called that shit.
You did call it.
You're right. Thank you for not saying anything.
It was like your third guess, though. And
my second guess.
Was it your second guess? What'd you guess before that?
He's coming moving back.
He's moving back. Yeah, which is a good guess. But that's not under the shedding.
I figured that would be show-appropriate news. But...
Hey, man, if like my main crew of like high school, I mean, he's the only one. He's the only one of the crew who's got a kid on the way.
How do you think he's going to pay for the kid's education?
I don't
he's
know, sell some Andrew. Equipment.
Just sell
how much it cost to raise a kid, really? Like $150?
He was pretty good at trafficking drugs. I mean, maybe you can do that.
Scathing criticism of Kyle.
Scathing commentary from Andrew on this.
Maron. It wasn't that good. I mean, just up the past.
I thought it was funny.
Hey, something I wanted to bring up, though, Zach. Do you ever check the show email anymore?
No, do you?
Yeah, I recently checked and we had an advertisement offer.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
This condom company.
Whoa.
Shut up, really? Yeah.
They sent me this email saying, "Dear podcaster, we are looking for to sponsor or to do advertisement on shows of an adult nature.
All right,
we'd like you to consider this, like blah blah blah." And they said that preferably we want you to have at least 7,000 listeners weekly. And I'm like, dude, why am I reading this? I don't know that we've had 7,000 listeners in a year.
Yeah,
probably
ever.
Not
total.
Yeah. I thought it was cool, though, that we got it, you know. I still don't know how they found us. How'd they find that email address?
Dude, we throw enough tags on enough episodes, like, you'll find it.
It's been a long time since we plugged the email, though. Everyone just gets us through Facebook and Twitter these days.
You're right.
Do we even check the Twitter anymore?
No.
I sure as fuck don't. Oh, no, our producer does that.
Oh, right. Ryan, how's the Twitter looking?
Hashtag.
Like, you know, boob, fart, hot chick, vagina, something like that. Then we'll get a lot more hits, I think.
Yeah, Ryan Scharfenberg is taking care of the Twitter. Hashtag useless.
Hashtag useless.
Come on, it's all good fun.
He called
guy.
You a name, Ryan. He's your enemy now.
I did not call you a name.
He called you useless.
I mean, that was kind of a disappointing hashtag comment.
Hashtag bitch.
I thought it was a good hashtag comment.
Yeah. I thought it was clever.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. Oh my god. All right.
Hashtag kiss ass.
Are you guys gonna fight or what?
Maybe.
What happened to putting a pin in it?
I can't. I thought maybe the Kyle thing would distract me from thinking about it, but I can't. I can't quit thinking about it.
Distracted the hell out of me.
It's too good.
Kyle consistently distracts me.
But Kyle's great. I mean, Kyle's distractions are one of the things that make him great. I mean,
it is, yeah.
This unpredictability about Kyle is funny, though. Except when he told me he had big news and was like, "I'm going to be a dad." My response, and I think AJ even saw it, was just like,
still have the message.
Shocking. It felt like... I feel like an asshole, like totally, like ice cold, like.
Not surprised at all.
Yeah, it was like, great, shocking. Yeah. But then I said, "No, I'm sorry. Congratulations, man. It's, you know, it's good to hear."
Yeah,
or whatever.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, it'd be fun to have a kid.
I guess we're gonna like get married and or something.
Yeah, you know, right now we don't really know. We're just going through the motions.
Yeah. We're figuring it out. Not at all.
Although, do you think anybody ever? sits back and is like, damn, I'm 100% ready to have kids. I got it all figured out. I know exactly how this is going to
go. I think there are people who are in that position.
Kyle Singletary does, apparently.
Say you got a little money in the bank. You're married.
You're about to not have that money in the bank. But
yeah, but I can see where it would – but not from Kyle's situation. I can't see it where he would think, like, now is a good time to have a kid. Same with me. I mean, I'm not a good spot right now.
I keep on thinking, like, you know, if I'm going to have kids, I better do it pretty fucking soon. But I'm like, damn, I really don't want some little asshole living in my home where I can't get away from.
Well, I think the same thing, kind of. I'm like, well, you know, I'm getting a little bit up there. Having a kid, awesome, or hopes and dreams. Which one do I want? Which is more important right now?
Either way, I'm going to look back when I'm 45 and be like, damn, I made the wrong choice, but got to do something.
Andrew and I will probably never end up having kids.
You might.
I mean, I don't think it's the type of thing you plan. I think it just happens.
Hey, I think when you're right on this one.
What, the kids are never something that's planned?
Well, I mean, for some people, but I feel like for guys like us, yeah, it would be something that would just kind of happen. It would be like, well, let's roll with this now. So.
I actually ended up talking about this recently, about the Kyle thing with, sorry, Kyle, that I told other people, with my ex. And I remember we both agreed on the same thing. Like, no matter where we are now, I mean, we weren't meant to be together forever, but if that was going to unexpectedly happen to me, I would have preferred it to have happened during that time that I was with Ashlyn. Like, you know, we were a pretty solid couple. I think we would have been good parents. But still, it's a very weird circumstance.
You prefer it then over what?
Well, I have no prospects now. So if it was going, if it happened right now, I'd be like, well, fuck, dude. I'm not even in a relationship like that.
What about 6607?
No. That would be terrible. I don't want that to happen right now at all. That would just be a mess.
Really?
Yes. Terrible? Yes. I don't want that.
What did you call her? Did you just call her?
I didn't want
to say your thing.
Chiquita Banana? It's not my thing. And she apparently doesn't care. She likes it. So what's the problem?
I don't want to steal your thing.
Go with nice tea.
His thing was cubic zirconia.
Yeah. Chiquita Banana was stolen wholesale from the Shield.
From the Shield. Yeah. That is very true.
Chiquita Banana. Yeah,
steal from one person, you're a hack. Steal from everybody, you're a fucking genius.
Hey, you know what? While people were pissed, because I know you two were kind of pissed to you, I'm still kind of fucking pissed to you. And it's been a while since I've been pissed at AJ.
Yeah.
It's been weeks, I want to say, till LC and I got into it. But sometimes you'll say something that really, really sticks in my craw that will just stew for a week. And you, the fucking computer thing from last week still makes me want to punch you in the face.
What computer thing?
You're an asshole. When I ask, hey, like, I'm in a panic, man, to try to, like, throw a show together without my fucking partner, like, my main guy at the last minute. And I say, hey, do you have a computer you can bring with a webcam? And AJ goes, nope. And then on the show he says, oh, yeah, I actually have one. I still want to bring it. God, that made me so fucking angry, dude. You act like it was an appliance or something. Like I asked you to bring a sandblaster or something. It's a fucking computer, man. It's a laptop. It's meant to be taken everywhere you go.
Okay, it's really because Sajak was here, and I know as soon as I walk away from that computer, he's going to get on there and search my history or something, or log up, pull up Facebook and be like,
why would that ever even enter into your mind? Who the fuck would look through another dude's... Zach, you've had your computer a bunch of times. You've had access to my computer a million times. Have you ever even contemplated looking at anything on my computer?
Christ, no.
Me either. I've never even thought about it.
It's fucking different, though. Like, obviously, the relationship that I have with you or with Sajak is different than the one I have with Zach.
That's true.
I would venture to say even yours with Zach is very different than what you've got with Sajak.
Sajak is
the type of guy who does stuff like that.
We're grown men now, dude. I can't believe you think that Sajak
grown
was
men. Sajak took a picture of me passed the fuck out on my 28th birthday and posted it on Facebook.
He also took a video of me farting on you.
Yes, exactly. So
hilarious.
But like I said, he's the type of guy who would do something like that, no question.
That wouldn't have happened. That's why you didn't want to bring it. Then why didn't you say that last show? You didn't want to say it because Sajak was here.
A pussy or something like that for the same fucking reason.
I still want to call you a pussy.
That's fine, but you would. You know what? I did what I needed to do to extricate myself from the situation.
So if Sajak was on the show and Zach's computer crapped out, you would have brought yours?
You know, I probably would have, actually.
Jesus. Well, I felt like it was an insult to me. It was a lack of dedication.
It was absolutely not how it was intended. I apologize if you took it that way.
All right. Well, I guess the air is clear on that.
I didn't actually apologize at all. I implied something was wrong with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very That's clever how you do intro. It. You probably just got a bunch more fans.
Maybe.
I don't know. Andrew's the guy that people love to hate, and I don't think he has a problem with that.
Nah, it's my role.
It is his role.
It's what I do.
It's funny when I talk about you, like, you're kind of the guy, you come in, you don't drink. You're often bitter. You're, I like that. I enjoyed that aspect. Bitter. He is often bitter, is he not?
No, you're
I feel like I haven't really been bitter the last few
years. No.
In fact, if anything, I feel like I've been much more upbeat and in turn much more aggressive.
I would absolutely agree. You've taken a turn for the best recently.
He's been on that match.com.
Match.com.
He's on Plenty of Fish. By the way,
something actually I wanted to bring to the attention.
All right, hold on. We throw threats at Andrew, though, about maybe getting rid of him and that he's not doing what we want or whatever. And Andrew actually, he stepped up. He took our advice to heart. I feel like you don't necessarily do that from time to time.
No, I don't drink more fish juice than I'm required.
That has nothing to do with anything. That's exactly what I expected from him. Okay, go ahead, Andrew, with your Plenty of Fish thing. I had to check in with that anyway.
So I've only got 5 minutes left that I want to know. It's easier than Plenty of Fish. Don't worry, this will be quick. Called Tinder. Anybody here know what that is?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Slightly familiar. What is
essentially,
that?
It's a dating app, but you download it, and all you really do is look at one person's picture, swipe it left if you don't like it, swipe it right if you do. And if they happen to do the same thing for your picture, then you can chat with them.
I like the concept.
Now, yes, I thought it was a cool concept as well, except one, it doesn't seem to work, because people will like you, and then you send them a message, and really nothing happens, which seems weird to me, because I already took the trouble to like your photo.
Yeah, that seems really frustrating.
But then
and
half the women on there are hookers. And I don't mean, like, they look slutty or anything. I mean, you flip to the left, just, like, past their initial picture.
And it's like $200.
Exactly. They'll have a page, like, listing their prices and stuff like that. So
I've never heard of that. That is actually really crazy.
And it's actually much much more affordable than I would have thought it is. Like 40 bucks for a half hour, 80 bucks for an hour.
I mean, but you're talking about 40 to 80 for a half. Did it look like a hot chick you could pay for?
Yes. They,
according to the pictures. I mean, for all you know, that's like a five-year-old pic.
But it occurred to me there's got to be like, you know, middle-class prostitutes like that. People who cater to guys with a little bit of money to spend, but who can't be like, oh yeah, 500 bucks every weekend for a girl. So
how'd you come across this?
Huh?
How'd this get on
your radar? I
heard
about it on National Public Radio, actually.
NPR?
Yeah. Of all people, doing a fucking story on that.
Did you want to say the word NPR?
I'm sorry?
I mean, NPR has a certain connotation. When you say National Public Radio, it's...
Well, I feel like the people who listen to it probably know what it is, but... anyways, thank you for that contribution,
asshole. I thought it was interesting.
I don't know. I've heard some shit about NPR.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We got a message from John Rhodes, by the way, on the news feed, on the message feed. You guys want to hear what it is? I think it was kind of funny.
Please.
And he start because we were talking about Andrew, and he says, I think he is a very key part to the show. All three of y'all just mesh so well. Ryan as well, they're kinda, sorta.
Maybe if you need a fucking begging strip.
He did.
Yeah, he stepped up to that.
He did? He sure did.
I think he drank the fish
juice. Yeah, man,
too.
He drank the fish juice as well.
How did I miss that?
I paid my dues.
Well, you didn't listen to it. My brother just messaged me and said, are you guys going to talk Walking Dead? But Zach, I'm the only one who's watched it, so I can't fucking talk to
you. Yeah, I didn't watch last week's.
But since there's a couple of minutes left, I don't want to give anything away about it, but man, True Detective is so fucking good.
I don't know how the fuck you're going to talk about this for 3 minutes and not give anything
away. I just want to talk about how I very rarely like slap an extremely firm endorsement on a TV show. Especially a new one, and this one I can say was really cool.
I feel like we do that pretty much every week.
I think Walking Dead and Bad are pretty much the only two we've ever
talked about. We endorsed True Detective, what, like 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, they
I said that it looks like it was going to be cool.
We were
cool,
just like Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, going to be awesome.
Yeah, I said it looked stupid, and then it was awesome, and I was totally wrong.
I hate that it's anthology style, though, that the next season won't have those characters anymore. That really bums me out, but...
Well, I mean, you
those are high-profile guys. They're not going to commit to a series.
Well, maybe they'll get more high-profile.
Yeah, maybe they can get another A-list star. It'll be.
I think
like
that would be cool. That's maybe the only way. But I heard a rumor that the next season of True Detective is going to be two chicks, and I'm like, nah, I just can't get into that.
Maybe,
I can't get
maybe
into
it'll
a
be ScarJo
about chicks
or Angelina.
Maybe just the two of them.
My brother kept throwing out names of like chicks. It'd be cool in Detective. He's like, what about Taya Leone? He's like, she has a good voice. She's not that good looking. I'm like, yeah, maybe she could be in the Detective.
She's still alive.
Man,
she ain't really been shit since David Duchovny.
Jennifer
Lopez.
If you haven't watched it, though, I mean, I would absolutely say check it out. If you don't know the premise, it's different. It's a story of one. I think it focuses on one really important case for each season, but this one's about two state Louisiana homicide detectives, and it's really, really, really good.
Two chicks.
Have you been to Louisiana?
The whole thing is
captures Louisiana.
It is outstanding.
I've never been to Louisiana.
The whole southern vibe, I think, is really, really well done in that
probably
show.
Probably go to Louisiana. It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
They got good food.
I passed through.
I get on board with that.
It is good food.
You know, two chick detectives
Alabama
on True Detective
well,
could be cool.
You what?
Two chick detectives could be cool. And the reason I say that is because it's
I'm
HBO.
I'm not trying to be
HBO.
Sexist. I just never like watching chick cops. I just can't get into it, man.
HBO is all about tits and ass. And if you have a couple A-list chicks...
But you can have two badasses like Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey and still show tons of tits and ass.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like A-list stars' tits and ass.
They're not going to get A-list stars' tits and ass.
They're not going to have Julia Roberts go on there and go full frontal.
They did show briefly Michelle Monaghan's tits, though, and I thought that was cool.
Did they really?
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Were they all right?
There's one spot where you see her ass hardcore, except you can't see any other part, and I worry that it may not be legit.
Probably also, isn't. Probably not. Wouldn't get so much ass in that show?
He gets a lot of hot ass
in that show. Wow, let's talk about spoilers, kids.
Woody Harrelson's a pretty handsome
guy.
Wait,
you've seen enough where you have to have seen where he's banged.
I've seen like two episodes, and he banged one chick, not a lot of hot ass.
Are you talking about banging one chick like his wife or one chick plus?
Jesus.
Okay, every cop cheats. I mean, come on. You saw him bang the chick on the slide there, right?
Yeah, but Matthew McConaughey doesn't cheat.
Well, no, I don't think Matthew McConaughey really cares about getting pussy on that show.
It's not every cop cheats.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
All right.
Way to bring that around.
Woody Harrelson does get some hot ass, though.
All right, well, hey, we're at 30 minutes. I'd love to keep this going when we get back. We have lots of stuff to get to this week. We'll see you after our very short break. You're listening to The Status Bro. You're listening to The Status Bro. All right, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And...
Andrew Jerkgren.
And our producer...
Ryan
Shut
Schaffenberg.
Up. This is something that wasn't even on...
Damn it. I can't believe you did that to me again.
No. Sorry.
Did you do it last week?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, so, that sucks.
It wasn't even on my list this week, but we were just talking about it, that Back to the Future hoverboard thing, though. That looked so real, man.
The video? The
I never thought it was real, but just because by the time I saw it on Facebook or wherever the hell it was shared, people had already said, check out this fake hoverboard video. They went to a lot of trouble to make that look real, though.
Yeah.
You have a lot of celebs. You had Moby and Tony Hawk and Christopher Lloyd's in there saying this is real, and it did look pretty real.
Well, to be fair, Moby and Christopher Lloyd probably don't have a lot going on these days.
Well, that's a good point. There were more, though. There were other athletes and stuff.
Yeah, there was a black guy.
I want to
guy.
Say that, like, Terrell Owens or Terrell something Owens, was on there.
Terrell Owens definitely does not have a lot going on this day.
Who the fuck is Terrell Owens?
He was a football player. He was actually Hall of Fame numbers, but then he spent all of his money and knocked up a bunch of women. And,
he played for the Cowboys, yeah. Right?
He was a huge asshole.
Yeah, he was also a professional douchebag. He's probably better known for that than his football, actually.
Well, speaking of sports people being douchebags, you guys hear about that Kinsler thing?
Yeah,
the Rangers. Yeah, man, what a douche!
What happened?
Yeah. I'm not a big sports guy, but baseball is something I always enjoyed. I like watching it. I love going to games. I played baseball as a kid.
Yeah, I'm surprised you brought that up.
Well, it blew me away, man. Ian Kinsler was a popular baseball player for the Rangers, and then he switched to the Detroit Lions, and he makes this really douchey. He does this interview where he talks all kinds of shit about the Rangers and the club in general and their manager. And he even said, I hope the Rangers go 0-162 this season. I mean, how douchey is that?
He called the general manager a sleazeball.
Yeah, he did. He has the exact words. He said sleazeball.
I'd be pissed off, too, if somebody wanted me to go to Detroit.
Oh. That was pretty good.
Even still, isn't that considered like unsportsmanlike conduct to talk about your team that way? Even if they're not your team anymore.
I don't know why you wouldn't just, on principle, just play it classy. I mean, why not? Like, these are guys that you should have developed some kind of a brotherhood with these people, and now you're just going to switch teams and talk a bunch of shit? I don't understand that at all.
Like, I love the fans, and I love my teammates, but
yeah.
That'd be like if Schartenberg went to another podcast and talked trash. Imagine how hurtful that would be.
What?
Another podcast.
I don't even.
Scharfenberg talking.
I don't even know a bunch of like UNT/Denton podcasts. I think we're the only one. We're the only game in town except for that one Dead Air that I talked about. Those fuckers I'm going to plug in.
Dead Air.
Podcast called Dead Air?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And there are a bunch of chicks. I remember making a joke one week that was like, there's this podcast in Denton called Dead Air with a bunch of. It's just chicks. Maybe Ryan would be better there.
Oh.
I'm what a
was
chick.
No, yeah, curious. That was what do they joke. Talk about?
I don't know.
Can
I've
we
never
have
actually
guests
listened.
On the show.
Since exactly you
want
me
to reach out
me about it, I was like, we should
I would
have
be
one
very
of them
curious.
Yeah.
All right, I'll reach out.
We should like have their host on as a guest, and then you should go be a guest on their show.
I would love to be a guest on their
show. Get some fans.
Yeah, why the fuck
get
not?
Some cross promotion going.
There you go.
AJ, why didn't you bring your computer?
Man, that really did stick in
your head. It really did, man.
I think we've already been over this, man.
I know. So if it happens again, you'll bring your computer.
As long as, well, yeah, I would have done it this
way. Sajak's not going to fuck with your computer.
I'm sure he would have.
Yeah. I feel like at this point, if Sajak was there, you would tell him at some point, like, hey, Angie thought you were going to do this, and then he'll do it.
It was funny, though, that Sajak's notorious for not showing up. And last week when I told Andrew, I'm telling him, the show is still on. Matt's going to be here filling in. And you were very skeptical. Like, well, if he actually shows up.
Like, yeah, I guess it'll be you and me carrying the show this week. But I'm glad we didn't have to, because I feel like it very quickly would have turned into us being like, hey, remember this time in high school when this funny thing happened?
Or we would have just fought about something.
Well, that might have been a good show, though.
Nah, people have heard enough of Andrew and I bickering. I enjoyed the Andrew and Ryan bickering.
You guys have some funny stories about high school shit. You told some good ones, stuff that I thought was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they never make anybody look good, but they're always funny.
Well, yeah, that's what's great about them.
Yeah.
Almost nothing on this show makes anybody look good. Being on this show makes us all look like assholes.
The things that are shameful are always better topics. I mean, it's a fact.
That's true.
The Kyle and I, the hand job story was great. The
last show I was on, we got into some pretty serious porn conversation.
That was a good show.
We had some pretty disgusting shit.
Hey, you know, now that you bring up the porn thing, do you want to talk about the fake loads?
Yes.
I don't know that that's even a real thing.
That is a real thing.
You really think that's real?
You can go to X-Hamster and type in fake something like that, and I guarantee you, you'll have thousands of hits.
For listeners who have no idea what we're talking about, sometimes in porno, you'll come across a video where there's just an explainably enormous load that a girl gets blasted with.
Unexplainable.
Yeah, and apparently there's a community of people who think that those are fake. And I don't...
Okay, you watch a video with a guy like Preston Parker, and it's big, but it's still humanly possible. And then you see a video like that, and it's like, no fucking way.
There's I'll agree. It's got to be something that happens. It has to be.
There's a difference between a dude, like, saving up for a few weeks and, like, No, dude.
Maybe, though, there are these people who just have these gargantuan...
No! Peter North is fucking known for, like, the You're song right. of the pop shot, and even he is
the
nowhere
guy is
near
the
that.
Rope king of the porno world, and
exactly.
still...
Rope king?
Yeah.
How many ropes makes you rope king?
You shoot ropes like Peter North, you're a rope king.
What is that,
you're
like 8 to 10 there. Average?
I don't know, I just know that... But even still, Peter North ropes don't compare to that thing we
exactly.
watched. Exactly. Not Which, even close.
No.
So maybe it is. Maybe that's a real thing. Maybe there's fake loads in porn sometimes.
There is. I'm to understand that there are even like fake cocks that shoot the fake loads.
Well, of course. Because
how would a real cock shoot that?
Yeah.
And how would you like to be cast in that, telling some broad, okay, you're going to get railed with a fake cock, and then this dude who is pretending to have sex with you is going to fire a fake load on you?
They would probably feel great about that.
Why would that be better than actually...
Hey, you get to be blasted at the end of this movie by fake cum, rather than you get to be blasted by real cum. I mean, how is that not better?
Well, it's going
to
be a little bit of real cum or a huge amount of fake cum.
Yeah, and we're going to ram a fake cock into you. That sounds great, doesn't it?
Wait, chicks, you're saying in these videos girls were banged by fake cocks?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that.
I don't either. Because the one that I showed you guys as an example, that Gracie Glam video... The cock wasn't really in play until out of nowhere it just shows up and goes boom and fire hose loads all over that chick.
Yeah, but the reason the dude was holding the cock is because it was fake.
Yeah.
And if the chick had been holding it, you'd be able to tell it was fake.
But you could do a POV porn in theory where it's the fake cock and you're banging with the fake cock and they'd be like...
That's the reason you can only see the tip, and the tip was like as big as your fucking fist.
And
glistening. It was
gleaming. I am not convinced that that's fake.
That was... Dude... Andrew, come on.
Yeah, that was absolutely 100%.
That was so fake.
There's no way that's
It didn't
real.
Even look like cum.
No, it did not. Yeah, absolutely.
What it looked like?
Did you say water and
yogurt?
Conditioner?
Yeah. It looked like a fucking old school white Powerade. You remember that shit?
No, I don't.
It looked
don't.
Like that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was much more viscose than that, though.
No. She started laughing.
Well, I mean, how is it not funny to... I think I've seen Peter North's films where girls laugh because it was such an enormous load.
Dude, even if you're a porn star, you're not going to laugh when somebody blows half a gallon of cum on you. You're going to be like, Jesus fucking
How did
Christ.
We even get into this? This was
Go
not on my
goddamn
list.
Goddamn hospital. Did you live under power lines?
How do we segue from fake hoverboard to fake loads? I don't understand how we ended up here, but somehow we've already killed 9 minutes on it.
Look, I read somewhere once that they have these fake cocks, right? And they keep the fake cum in, like, the fake balls, and you squeeze it, and it shoots out fake cum.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
I've heard
extensively about fake cocks, though, that you use for a drug test to go in and it pretends to, like, it looks like you're taking a squirt. But I would think you could absolutely, they did it. I would think you could apply that to loads as easily as you could apply it to urine.
You're saying you can't?
No, I'm saying you can.
Yeah, exactly.
So on that, I mean, on that, it makes sense to me that there could be a prosthetic cock shooting a fake huge load, but I don't know that that's really that prominent within the porn community.
I guess you can't take comments on porn videos, like, very seriously sometimes. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
You read a lot of comments on porn films?
No, I'm usually just thinking about it. Basically, when I see a video with a dude with a huge cock that blows a half gallon on a chick, then I'm like, all right, let's see what the rest of the people have to say.
And the people who, commented, did they say fake?
Well, yes. Given some of these people also say, well, yeah, that's a fake cock and fake balls, and they squeeze the balls and cum shoots out. But, sure, they may not all be right, and some of them might be crazy, but I like to think that, yes, it is fake.
It's possible.
No, it's fake.
Shut up, Andrew. You did not know this
conclusively. I'm so glad Andrew's in on this. I knew Andrew would call
bullshit.
Don't
make a statement like that without really knowing the facts.
You know what? Ryan, what did you think?
Did he even watch it? I don't think he saw it.
He saw.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
Shut up.
No, man, my Wi-Fi crapped out because of you dick wives.
No, that's what we get for asking Ryan to contribute.
Mm.
All right. I didn't see the video.
He saw it.
I don't know what to say.
He watched it.
Andrew, since you're so verbal on this, why don't we segue and do an Andrew segment? What's up with this Plenty of Fish thing, man? You know it's on my list every week. Usually it doesn't make it to the second half before I ask, but we had a lot of stuff to get to.
Basically, last Friday, actually the first girl who I met off there kind of got back in touch with me and said we should go out for a drink, and I ended up having to play Read the Signals with the drunk girl, basically. And when I got sick of it and left, she sent me a bunch of text messages basically saying, you know, hey, you're an asshole. You could have come over to my apartment. But then she generously offered to come on the show and tell you guys how I couldn't seal the deal, and I told her that wouldn't be necessary.
No, it wouldn't. Anyways, nobody wants to hear a girl talk about this. I mean, she's just going to, nobody.
Anyway, she sobered up and apologized, and last Friday I actually did go over to her apartments. And
are you serious? You hung out with this chick since that story you told me?
Yeah, and I figured
Seal the deal?
No.
I'm
sorry, dude. It was fucking horribly awkward, like, in light of what had happened. And, like, she had a cat as well, which I'm fucking really allergic to cats.
Yeah, me too.
So I was over there for, like, 2 hours, and then I was like, yeah.
Is your cock allergic to cats?
Nah,
is your cock allergic to pussy?
Yeah, it's like a pussy joke.
Yeah.
That was well done. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's over.
Okay. I want to really ask this, though, and I want everyone to weigh in on this. How many times have you passed on possibly fucking a chick because of your resolve or whatever?
I think it's at least three now, and I wouldn't really say it's resolve. It's
just circumstantial, kind of?
I guess, yeah. Like, I really just didn't want to fuck her that bad.
I find that extraordinary, though. I would think if I was in AJ's boat, and it's been a while since I banned a chick, that who knows? Who knows what I might... I think I would have sealed the deal.
I think you're Matthew McConaughey in True Detective.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
I wish
I
was Matthew McConaughey.
I don't know what kind of person you would be.
That means you'd be
if
cool.
You didn't have a steady supply.
Hey, fuck you.
Wait, what?
I said, cool. I don't know what kind of person you would be if you didn't have a steady supply of pussy.
Zach may be right about that.
I think
that.
As long as I've known you, you've consistently been able to bang somebody. You've never gone longer than like 2 weeks.
You're right. I don't know what that...
You didn't even... get rid of the old boo before, jumping in with the new one.
That is not true. You're implying I cheated, which I never did.
No, that's not what I'm implying, but I'm implying the transition period.
You're probably saying no lag between the veg.
It was very close together. You would agree.
Well, that's how I roll. I like to be consistently sexually active. I'm sorry. Zach has a point, though. If I were to slip into a slum, I don't know what might happen to me. I might murder one of you guys.
Yeah, Jesus. What the fuck would happen to you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Your apartment would be fucking shambles.
You think I would just fall apart if I wasn't getting pussy?
Actually, Kevin, I'm going to bring this up, and I'm sorry if it offends you or something like that, but have you, like, looked in Kevin's room with the light on?
No.
Okay, you should go check that out. Just sometime.
Go ahead. He actually, my room is filthy because it's dusty. Go ahead and look.
Yeah, look at the fucking dust on every surface in that room, and then contrast that with this room.
Yeah, Zach, go ahead. Take a look.
It is appalling. All right. It is bad.
I think it's still on par with my neatness. It's just dusty.
Like, I always felt like a mic I could take. That'd be awesome.
No, it's all right. Let him go.
Like, my apartment is not terribly clean, but
Let Ryan go too.
All
right. Damn it, Ryan. People aren't going to be able to hear you when you're in there.
Well, that would seriously detract from the quality of the show.
Well, this is the only time that Andrew and I were left to straight up with open mics.
So what's going on with you, man? What's new?
You know what's going on with me.
I know, but do you want to talk about it a bit more?
No, I want to talk about you getting pussy, not me getting pussy. Nobody cares about me getting pussy.
Well, I mean, there's always fresh hope in the pipeline. Plenty of Fish does work in that lane, but I mean,
I'm not going to lie. I've very, very, very much thought about just throwing myself out there and just see what happens, man. Throw a line out there.
All right, yeah? There's a couple of things. I will say, it is consistently dustier than the rest of your apartment.
Yeah.
That being said, there are handprints in the dust on your headboard.
God damn it. That's something I thought a CSI wouldn't even notice if you had
I was walking around and saw it and just started laughing. Right? I was like, what? I was like, oh, you'll know.
What, when a girl's on top and you're sitting up against, she likes to grab onto the headboard.
I can see that.
That is kind of funny.
I can't believe that she is not like, God damn it, Steph.
Like, you're right. There's dust all over the place, except, like, the top of the headboard is, like, clean.
Son of a bitch. I can't believe you noticed that. Dude. You got a good eye for detail, man.
Thanks, bud.
That is impressive.
It is a little dusty. I'll give you that. Well, but, I mean, that's a room you don't really need to entertain in there. When I'm with
a girl and a girl's on top, I can't lay flat on my back. I hate that.
Really?
Yeah, I got to sit up, man. I got to sit up against something. Like, I have to.
That's weird.
Is it weird?
Actually, no. I mean, I'll do it, but yeah, I can't finish like that.
No, I just don't like it that way.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
very like I can't see that. Anything, and it's uncomfortable for me. I like to sit. I like for us both to be sitting up face to face if a girl's on top.
Yeah.
Or if you're not face to face, then it means that I'm sitting up and she's facing away from me.
Hmm.
Which I don't do that often.
He means from behind.
No. I'm talking about reverse cowgirl.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't happen that much, because I think that's really only fun for the dude. I don't think any girl really likes doing reverse cowgirl that much.
What is reverse cowgirl?
Reverse cowgirl is a bit straddling, except she's facing away from you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like doggy style, except you're lying down.
The name itself, I thought, was very self-explanatory. Yeah. Ryan.
No, I can give you that.
But it makes sense now, right? Confusing. You know, cowgirl is like girl on top riding you, but reverse is she's flipped around.
Actually, I never really knew that was called cowgirl until I actually heard about the reverse cowgirl.
I
just thought, you know, girl on top or something like
that. You don't really apply the cowgirl name unless it pertains to the reverse cowgirl. I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is there.
Yeah, no girls have been like, let's do a cowgirl.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do a reverse missionary.
Anytime I did it with a girl, just do it just to do it. Just be like, this will be cool. Yeah. Wait, we're what?
I just think that would be funny to, you know, when you're with a girl, say, you know, let's do a reverse missionary, because, you know, she'll just be like, what the fuck?
Dude, you know what? What do you call that position?
Cowgirl, I was under the
impression. No. I mean missionary, except you're on top, except she's flipped over. What is that called?
I suppose that would actually be an apropos description, but...
Reverse missionary, I think, is what that would be. But I never had a name for that position, and I've done it tons of times.
I thought
that
was like a lazy dog.
Just tell her to lay on your stomach or something.
No. The lazy,
that's on your side.
The lazy dog is spooning.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can be on your side face-to-face with a girl, which I enjoy sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
on your side face-to-face.
Boy, you never did that? It's missionary, except you're laying on your side.
I'm trying to think about the mechanics of how that would work.
I've only ever done that a couple of times.
Oh, I like that one, man. I'm good at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. But, I mean, the lazy dog is better.
Yeah, I could go.
The lazy dog is just an absolute winner in every way. You're very relaxed. You're not going to get too tired. Because, I mean, I've got it. You can get exhausted banging doggy style in the conventional sense.
You got to slow down a little bit. Pace yourself, big guy.
It's good for you, though.
Yeah. It is. It's good cardio.
Good cardio. Great cardio.
It really is.
Yeah.
I legitimately feel like I'm getting a workout.
You burn like 15 calories a minute. It's awesome.
I flex and look at my bicep while I'm doing it.
Pointing yourself in the mirror?
Yeah.
Give yourself a wink?
Yeah.
Little Patrick Bateman reference that AJ picked up on instantly. Although, I hate it. A lot of people throughout the years have come over to my apartment and like see it. They're like, dude, I get a Patrick Bateman vibe from your place. I'm like, I don't like that at all. I don't want to put out a Patrick Bateman vibe, man.
Patrick Bateman would never have a red fucking rug in the middle of his living room.
Patrick Bateman would have wiped down the dust in his room.
Ooh. Dude, I've seen your last apartment. The whole place was grotesque. What are you arguing
about? My new apartment's pretty nice.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the quality of the residence was grotesque. I'm just saying your way of life was gross.
Well, I've cleaned up quite a bit since then.
No.
It is a little strange.
You don't even know where I fucking live, man. I've been there for 6 months now. This kid will not go out anywhere but Denton, so.
Whatever, man. I go to Dallas and shit sometimes.
When? With your parents, maybe?
I work there.
That's hardly counting as like going out in Dallas or something.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. But when I do, I usually go to Uptown.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I hate doing it because I always lose a bunch of money. And
where the fuck is Uptown anyways?
It's in fucking downtown, except it's Uptown.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
It's okay. Upward from downtown.
I don't know what that means. I'm
what do you want? Fucking coordinates? I don't know exactly where it is. I just know it's called fucking Uptown, and there's good bars over there. It's expensive.
Longitude, latitude would be great.
No.
No?
So, tell Shut me, up. Is it the northern side of Dallas? Wow. South side, west side, east side. I seriously don't know.
What do I look like? Fucking Magellan over here? I can't tell you.
You go there. You drink.
Of course I do.
You probably drive home.
No.
Good for you.
Well, he says he's not going to, and then he's like,
I would never do something morally reprehensible.
Okay, well, it's on the north side.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've never seen Kevin drive. Well, not in years have I seen Kevin drive home absolutely shit-faced or something like that.
Yes, thank you, Andrew.
You're pretty good at calling cabs.
We like to be responsible. I've walked home from Fried Street several times, man. That's a solid 3 miles.
That blows my fucking mind. That's
the first time I got back. When I moved back down here from Washington, the first time he and I hung out, yes, we walked back from Fried Street, and it was bad.
My sister says McKinney. I guess that's the street. Maybe that's it. That's Uptown. Okay. There you go.
No. You know what's weird? I can't get anybody to walk with me from like the Fry Street to the square to Fry Street.
Dude, that's not that bad of a walk at all.
Nobody will do it.
You did
two
it with
are the
horns.
Only fuckers that have ever done it, and it's awesome. It's not even that bad.
Was it just the three of us who did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun
actually,
night.
Actually, when you're shit-faced, that short distance feels like a really long way.
I disagree. I think when I'm shit-faced, it flies by.
I'm just thinking about it beforehand is worse.
Than yeah, if you're still getting like the onset where you're still in the mood, like you just had a couple of drinks and you're partying, that walk flies by. Yeah. Now, if you're already hammered drunk, then yeah, that walk feels forever. But
no, yeah, it didn't seem far at all. In my head, it wasn't.
It's far. Really not a far walk.
No. Now during the day, if I was sober, I'd be like, dude, fuck that. But like,
I want to say it's what 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah, no, it's not far at all.
It might be a full mile.
It's
I just
a pain
think,
in the ass.
I think you just had a good buzz on that night.
Maybe. That was a good night. We should do it again sometime.
Where were we chilling that night? Hooligans?
What did we do? We did Roosters. Which
oh, we hit like 12 places that night. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Then we did Fuzzies for the, what do you call them? Fish bowls.
We went someplace that I'd never been to before and I still don't remember the name.
Hooligans.
Yeah, but there was another place.
Where'd we go?
I don't know.
Then we walked to Fry.
No, we popped into a place. Maybe that was just Andrew
and
I one time.
There was some night you and I popped into the place over by like the Abbey Underground,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and
exactly
yeah, it was like the saddest, most depressing fucking bar ever.
Yeah, and we're like, let's go to Fry.
I bet it was Dusty's.
I have no idea what the
name all I know is like everybody there was probably twice our age and none of them looked happy at all to be out on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it was not uplifting at all.
Nice.
All right, but we were talking just before about shooting huge loads.
Yeah.
Now, a question I have about that. Mm-hmm. The opposite of huge loads. How long is it, do you think, say, I would like to think, I mean, I'm sure we've all been in this situation where you may be sleeping with a girl during a night and you go all night, you've been banging multiple times, like after another. How long is it, do you think, before you're dry welling, like to where you have no loads, where you're just shooting blanks?
If you're banging?
Yeah.
3 or 4.
That's what I would think.
3 or 4.
Like, you say 5, you're totally in the clear, like don't even need to wear a bag.
I wouldn't ever say that.
Yeah, it's already going to tell him.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Come on, dry well.
Well,
we're
I don't
good.
Have a bag, but I don't want to go to the store, so let me jerk it 3 or 4 times, then I'll be set.
I think
dry well in it? That's funny.
I think that's a real thing, though.
I'm just out.
You hit a point where you're not shooting not anything, man.
That's true.
Yeah, I think your first one is probably several million, and by the time you hit like number 7, it's probably just like 10.
7.
They're still in there.
Yeah. I still don't know about the fake load thing, man.
You're wrong.
What do you not know?
Yeah.
I just don't know that it's real. Like, they're really apparatuses that were created for the purpose of shooting big fake loads.
They probably weren't created for that purpose, but they
were
adapted to
it. Well, what else would they have
been
created for, Andrew?
I think you were onto something with the Wizinator there.
Oh, okay. Because that is a good idea. The Wizinator is the fake cock where you shoot urine at.
Right. I think I'm bored with Andrew. I almost want you to go to X videos and type in fake cum shots, see how many hits you get.
I want Ryan to Google fake cum shots right now and tell us what it comes up with.
You say what you want. What do you want us to do?
He's on it. Yeah, yeah. This is the kind of stuff, man.
Do it.
I remember I asked him. I had a list of while for a while. I had a list of stuff to talk about on the show that was just things I asked Ryan to do that he didn't do, and it got long, but I deleted it because we never got to it. But one time I said I wanted a Rolodex for us to create our own list of gnarly shots.
Right.
So I asked Ryan, look into getting us a Rolodex. Nothing. I also said, hey, man, can you pop into Vortman sometime and see if there's, like, folding chairs, some kind of a thing we can do there? Nothing. And he lives. He could probably throw a rock from his balcony and hit Vortman's. And he never fucking did that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry about that.
So wait, what were we asking him to do? We wanted him to do something.
This request right here. I got this.
All right, man.
Go to X videos and look up, type in fake cum shots and see how many hits you get.
So while
X videos,
X hamster.
They tell you how many.
Hits porn. You get, right? They're all pretty much the fucking same. Yeah.
No, I need this. No, you use yours.
On my fucking phone, dude.
What the fuck? Why not? You don't have a girlfriend. Who cares?
Viruses, bro.
Viruses? It's an Apple device, man. There's no viruses.
It's not an Apple device.
No. Well, you get a different kind of phone?
I take it back. He could actually get a virus.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. I'll do your Andrew's job once again.
But, you know, I had a lot of stuff to get to this week, and we didn't get to it because we've been in good conversation here. However, Zach was gone last week, and I'm curious to see if you wanted to try out...
Fuck.
What, you were thinking I'd forget about that?
I figured for sure you forgot. About a minute ago, I was like, Kevin forgot. I'm set.
Nope, I remembered.
Bring it out.
You want to do the clenches?
And Ryan, go ahead.
Ryan, can you feel that one for us, buddy?
Yes, sure.
It's in the fridge?
Absolutely.
The glasses are in the cabinet to the left of my sink.
Can you bring me a fresh beer, too?
Yeah, bring him a chaser.
Will you bring me a glass as well, please?
What, are you going to do it too, Andrew?
Sure, I'll do some clam juice.
All right, see, I love that about him.
Clam juice. Sounds awful.
Dude. Actually, I was thinking about bizarre foods. If I brought in one of those Budweisers mixed with Clamato and tomato juice, would somebody drink that?
Yeah, I'll do it. But
I'll do it next week.
That, for some reason, made me cringe more than any other bizarre food we've ever discussed. We've had crickets and scorpions and larvae.
There's barely any clam juice at all.
Oh, there's definitely a couple shots in that.
All right. Budweiser and tomato juice?
You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, you can get that at almost any gas station. They sell 24 ounces. They call it Clamato. It's beer mixed with clam juice.
That sounds awful.
Fake cum shot on X videos gets 3,500 results, which is the maximum you can have.
Show me one.
First one.
I want to see if this is an obviously fake cum shot.
We also want to watch porn.
No. Those are glasses, man. We're shot glasses.
All right. This video is apparently from a website called cumblastcity.com.
A shot glass is way easier. I like it already.
Blasting cum all over the city.
Now, I've never tried to watch porn on my phone before, so I'm not sure how quickly it'll get to the relevant portion, but...
How have you...
Relevant
portion. I've watched
porn on my
me
phone.
Me too.
Yeah.
I remember being in Florida a couple summers ago and definitely threw one to a video on my BlackBerry while
I'm
I was vacationing.
I'm not proud of it, but it's happened.
I don't know that I've ever thrown one from this particular iPhone.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm watching Andrew's fake porno cum shot video. Okay, that dick does look really fake. I will admit that, hands down. I don't even know that there's an actual person in this. I think it's got a pair of shorts and funneled the dick through it, through the fly. Dude, this dick looks so fake.
Let me see.
I really just want it to be over with. Hold on, it's almost done. No, the girls are still working on it. Look at how fake that cock looks.
Oh, no. I really hope the load he shoots is smaller than the one in the video you showed us.
This better be an atomic fucking... Like, I want a mushroom cloud to come out of this guy's dick. Or else
it's cold. Gross.
Is it not supposed to be cold?
I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, is Clamato or clam juice really improved by being
Budweiser, clam juice, and tomato juice?
Yeah.
Ugh.
They sell it at gas stations. Like, every gas station.
That is obviously extremely fake. That's not even... compared to what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. What we were talking about earlier looked more real than that.
The stuff in the video.
Still going. This is totally real.
No.
It's the so stuff in the video you showed looked like this. I'm going to do this over the sink.
You're right. It kind of does look like you're drinking a big load.
Yeah, so when I throw up, it won't go fucking everywhere.
Like, hey, Andrew, do you have a shot port?
Do I have what?
A shot port?
This is awful.
A shot port? Port out, no, you can do it.
This is awful.
Hold on, don't use that one. Use this one.
It's not that bad.
Did you do this?
This one's cheaply made. The
Ryan did this.
Yes, it's not that bad.
No, he did it.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, if it makes you feel better, I think I'm getting the dregs.
Yeah. The one Andrew's doing actually has... Yeah, but look at it. He has fucking chunks in his...
Well, I did shake it up, so it's pretty even.
Thanks. Chunks of clam in there.
Thanks for looking out for me, buddy. All right, I'm going to get some water real quick.
Yeah. All right, let me get
some
water.
I'm
going to
do this bitch over the sink.
Can you imagine a worse chaser for clam juice than water? That just sounds horrible.
That's a good point. Beer doesn't sound much better right now, though.
I think beer would be a great shit. That's what I use.
Says the guy on the other side of the fence. I heart NY.
It does look exceptionally cloudy.
All right, buddy. Yeah, bottoms up.
Bro. No, I still think I'm gonna do this over the sink. I'm serious. I'm not fucking around. Last time I did a shot of something, I almost chewed.
Right. Dude, no, we need you here, man.
I'll be back in a minute.
It's not that bad.
How good will it sound if I throw up on the air?
You're not gonna throw up.
Okay, I'm gonna you're a grown man. Now.
Come on.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Never mind.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, see, it's just fun.
Yeah, he looks great.
How does that not make you excited?
Yeah, he looks fantastic. Yeah, wow, the whole thing. You drank the whole glass of water.
You sure as fuck did?
And he still looks miserable.
Even better.
Yeah, Zach, come on, just do it, man. We don't have a lot of time
please
left.
Please, let me stand over the sink.
Dude, don't go. We only got a minute. We only got 60 seconds left.
Give me
left.
This one thing.
Jesus.
All right.
I'm trying to do you a solid, my friend.
Ugh, man, it is not better when it's cold. It was, sir.
I forgot last week it was still warm.
It doesn't seem better when it's warm. All right, fellas, bottom up, bottoms up.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, man. Hurry up. Don't smell it first. Yeah, if you smell it, it's going to make it worse. That's a terrible idea.
Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
The expression on his face
is... It does look remarkably unpleasant.
Yeah.
You got the beer.
Looks
that was choice.
It can't all be winners, can it?
Kind of looks exquisite. And tastes like jism, I bet, or yeah. So I've heard.
That's how I imagine that. That's how I imagine jism tastes.
Yeah, so I've done that to some
people. I didn't imagine. Before. Come on, we've all imagined what jism might taste like. I never imagined it tastes.
You
like
never tasted
clam
it?
Juice. No,
I'm fucking around.
I don't know. What do you think jism tastes like?
Hey. Clam juice, I think, would be a pretty close approximation.
I don't think my jizz tastes fishy.
I like to think jizz doesn't taste like anything. Yeah, it's just this tasteless, like,
I substance. Like to imagine when she tells me she likes it, she actually likes it. I know she doesn't, but...
Bananas. How's that sound?
I had a girl once tell me that my cum tastes like salty butter.
Salty butter?
Jesus Christ.
Oof. Doesn't sound good.
No. Did
she just, like, give you that explanation, or did you actually ask her?
Well, actually, no. One girl I was dating used to tell me that she could tell things about my diet from my load.
Bullshit.
She'd be like, you've been smoking a lot of cigarettes lately. I'm like, yeah.
Bullshit.
No. It was
she's like a cum psychic.
These assessments were always right, though, like, man. I'm telling you.
Bring her in and like, here, taste this. Okay, now what can you tell me about
this? Sounds like a keeper.
I remember the girl I was dating most recently.
Tastes like
cocaine to me. I would drink a lot of pineapple juice for like when I would get my dick sucked. Be like, yeah, dude, my lows will taste great. But then it never actually timed out. Like I would like 3 cans of pineapple juice, and then I would end up not getting a BJ that night. I would just end up banging. I'm like, well, what a waste of delicious load.
You're such a considerate boyfriend.
Of delicious I am. But load. I'm nobody's boyfriend.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have eaten it, I guess.
Oh my god.
I thought that before. That's was a funny. Waste. One time I didn't jerk off for like a week. And then I was like...
Shot in the toilet, and you're like, dude.
Yeah.
Those are my kids.
I know, right? It was a huge load, and I was like, damn. I should have spent that on something better.
Yeah, well, they can't all be winners.
No, they can't.
Yeah, just go down to the square, find some hot girl, be like, hey, check this shit out.
Yeah, I think you guys are right. The clam juice wasn't all that bad.
No, it's not that bad. You made a big fucking deal about it for nothing.
The beer helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're a minute over, so I'd like to go ahead and call it.
All right.
All right, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. With my co-host and partner,
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
The other guy.
Have a good evening, Internet.
Our producer.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Nope. We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.